Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. This is it, the day Donald Trump is sworn in for a second term. The ceremony has been moved inside due to the weather, and the traditional parade will also be indoors at the Capital One Arena. All of that is messing up some folks from around here who are heading to D.C.
The Russo family from Cliffside Park bought Amtrak tickets and a hotel 6 months ago, planning to go to the inauguration, and actually got a huge surprise. Thursday, they ended up getting inauguration tickets, only to find out the next day that those tickets were probably pretty much useless now. But off they go onto the train. I spoke to them before. Here's Mike Russo.
With you too, it's going to be a cold day. Are you prepared for that? It's going to be a long day, but what will it mean for you to be part of this history for you?
Oh, it's going to be an honor for me to go, and I'm going to dress warm, and I'm going to have a good time.
Family going with you? I mean, you want to tell me who's going with you?
My wife, Christine, is coming with me, and my friend, Sergio. Well, I believe in tradition, and I think that, you know, we live in the greatest country in the world, and that it's a peaceful transfer of power.
So what's their plan? They're just going to kind of walk around, they say, and see how it goes and get as close to the Capitol as they can. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in New Jersey.
Trump is expected to sign some 200 executive orders today. Those include declaring a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexico border to block asylum seekers from entering, designating cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, rescinding both DEI and gender-related orders that were signed by President Biden, repealing tax credits for electric cars, expanding limits for offshore drilling on federal land, and pardoning many of those convicted in the 1/6 Capitol Hill riot. Again, the swearing-in is at 12 noon. We'll have a live stream at 1010winds.com. New York and New Jersey lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are demanding the incoming Trump administration reverse the tax law from Trump's first term in office. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
We are calling on President-elect Donald Trump and the congressional Republicans to fix the problem they created that has taken money out of New Yorkers' pockets for years. They must lift the cap on the state and local tax deduction, known as our SALT deduction.
You used to be able to deduct the whole thing. Now it's capped at $10,000, something Gillibrand says has cost New Yorkers as much as $12 billion since 2018. The law is actually set to expire at the end of this year. Mayor Adams now accusing the prosecutor who brought federal charges against him of doing that just to give his own career a boost. Adams' lawyer, Alex Spiro, sent a letter to the judge accusing former U.S. Attorney Damian Williams of defying a court rule that says a lawyer involved in an investigation cannot engage in extrajudicial commentary that would interfere with a trial. Williams published an op-ed piece last week in which he didn't mention the mayor by name, but he did write that America's most vital city is being led with a broken ethical compass. Williams stepped down from his post last month, and Donald Trump has nominated former SEC Chairman Jay Clayton for the role. 1010 Winds reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office for comment, but they declined. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Governor Hochul, Public Advocate Jumaane Williams, and City Council Speaker Adrian Adams will all speak later today at the MLK Day event at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Over the weekend, ahead of the swearing-in of Donald Trump, MLK's daughter Bernice King told MSNBC,
"It's not going to be easy. There's going to be some very difficult days ahead."
But she notes,
"We have to always remain vigilant, no matter who is in office, from the federal level to the state and the municipal level. We have a responsibility to the freedom struggle. Every generation does."
Also taking place around town today to honor the life and legacy of Dr. King, special events at both the Brooklyn Children's Museum and the Children's Museum of Manhattan. The Prospect Park Alliance will host activities at the Audubon Center. There's a cleanup event from 1 to 3 at Snug Harbor on Staten Island. And the New York State Office of Parks and Recreation is doing day of service events at various state parks on Long Island. The snowfall making for a tricky commute this morning across parts of the area, including in Fort Lee. Our Glenn Schuck is there.
And good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's a bit tricky on the side roads here for sure. The highways I've been on, 17, 480, are quiet and clear on this Martin Luther King holiday. But again, the ramps are very icy as well. I would have to say, from what I've seen in many of these communities, 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground here, again, not far from the George Washington Bridge. So I caught up with Brandon Mazzola. He's had a busy night. Vistascape is his landscaping company.
Yeah, so I have two crews that go out in each truck. I got one side on one side of 17 and another truck on another side. We do Ramsey, Mahwah, Wyckoff, Waldwick, and then I have another truck doing Saddle River, Hohokus, and Upper Saddle River. So they'll be out. We do about 85 to 90 residential houses.
And he's making some nice cash, he tells me. Now, as we know, schools, public schools are closed for the Martin Luther King holiday today in New York City. Some districts, though, in New Jersey actually have a half day, which kind of stinks for those kids on this frigid morning. We'll keep driving around and keep you posted. But again, I want to stress, in Bergen County, where I've been, many of the side roads off of the highways are pretty slick. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Live here in Fort Lee.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.